brought to you by Penguin.
The Living Sea of Waking Dreams, written by Richard Flanagan, narrated by Essie Davis. All rights reserved. For David and Diane Masters, Lighthouse Keepers. To the axe of the spoiler and self-interest fell a prey. And Crossbury Way, an old round oak's narrow lane with its hollow trees like pulpits, I shall never see again. Enclosure like a Bonaparte, let not a thing remain. It levelled every bush and tree and levelled every hill and hung the moles for traitors, though the brook is running still. It runs a naked brook, cold and chill. John Clare, Remembrances. One. Her hand. It's impossible to say how the vanishing began, or if it was already ended, thought Anna. Or, for that matter, how to begin. Whether it's about me or her or him, whether it's she or we or you, whether it's now or then or sometime soon. And not having even the right voice tense pronoun makes it so much harder, perhaps even impossible. Were words, as Francie pointed. Well, were they what? As if they too were already then falling apart, so much ash and soot soon to fall, so much smoke to suck down. As if all that can be said is we say you, or if that then, them, us, were we you? Maybe Francie is happier not being able to say anything, Tommy stutters. I mean, is translating experience into words an achievement at all? Or is it just the cause of all our unhappiness? Is it our tragedy and our ongoing conceit? The world gets carried away with words, phrases, and elaborate paragraphs. One word leads to another, and soon enough you have affairs, wars, genocide, and the Anthropocene. Silence, according to Tommy, when in his cups, is the only place where truth can be found. And what do we have instead? Noise. Babble everywhere. For a long time, he'd been aware of a growing scream that was within him and outside him, continued Anna's brother. He tried to contain that scream. It made him stutter, but it kept insisting. The world grew daily hotter and smokier and nightly noisier. More construction noise, more insects disappearing, more road noise, more fish stocks collapsing, more news noise, more frogs and snakes dying out, more Brexit, Trump, climate, coal, more and more, more and more fucking tourists everywhere, even here in Tasmania, even here at the end of the world. Well, they were queuing at the top of Everest. What could you expect? More jackhammers, more reversing trucks and falling and rising cherry pickers, beeping, more tourist coaches clogging small streets, more rolling suitcases click clack clacking in the street, more winter fucking bagos, more Airbnb's, more locals sleeping in tents all around the city until even his dreams filled with a nightmare of noise, movement, growth that seemed to benefit no one and only grew things that left people unsettled, unhappy, that made people poorer. An even greater panic expressed as movement, a fear of stillness. Tourism that was meant to save the island had become the very opposite. Tourists even shat in the front yards of locals. What the fuck was that saying? They're pulling poor fucking penguins out of their holes, holding them up for selfies to Instagram. Who were these people? They came in budget flights, they came in cruise liners, every year larger, louder and more childish Death Stars betopped with even bigger water slides, bungee jumps and video screens pushing out just beneath their haze of bunker fuel smoke forced. Hep, hep, happy, says Tommy. Far, far, fucking...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?